Lord, we are your church. Fill us with your spirit, we pray, that we might fulfill what you have in mind for us. To the glory of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Would you like to sit down? Come and do the reading. So now we're going to listen to our reading from the Bible. Karen is going to read to us.
Today's reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 7, and it can be found on page 850 in your pew Bible. So page 850, Luke chapter 15, 1 to 7, the parable of the lost sheep. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. So I'm just going to talk about this reading for a little bit now. I just want to say a couple of things before I get started. The first thing is, this reading, this is about the lost sheep. Did you get that? Jesus tells a story, and he tells a story of a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and he lost one of them. And he goes off, and he looks for the one that's lost, leaves the 99, because that's 100 minus 1, he leaves the 99 behind, and goes looking for the one until he finds him. And I just want to say that I've actually lost a sheep as well. But I know it hasn't gone very far. It's in this church somewhere. So maybe somebody would like to help find my sheep. Can anyone do that? And not joking, by the way. There is a sheep in this church who is lost and needs to be found. It's in this room. I know it hasn't escaped from this room. So somewhere in here. So if anybody doesn't want to listen to me talking, and I place no age limit on that, by the way, if anybody wants to join in. If you don't fancy listening, you can go and look for the sheep while I'm doing that. It won't be difficult to find. It's here somewhere. Or you can even listen and look for the sheep at the same time. So this should be interesting. Anyone going to look? Anyone at all? Someone's going to look. Okay, at least one or two people are going. Well, look, tell you what. If you decide I get boring, then you can start looking, all right, when everyone's just like, yeah, okay, right. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The other thing I was supposed to say, which I forgot, many of you know this, but in case, like me, you're a visitor here today, there is a chance to stay for a cup of coffee at the end, so please don't forget that. You're very welcome to do that. And the final thing is just a warning. The story I'm going to tell in a minute contains a rude word, and I'm a bit worried about it, actually. When I told the story in Gosport, I said the rude word, but it's a bit different here. It's a bit kind of a bit nicer, and it's a nice church, and I'm not sure it's allowed, especially with some of the older people here might be offended. So I don't know what to say. It's a rude word, and I don't normally use rude words in sermons. It's just that it's a story that someone else said it, and I tell it. And so I'm going to say. I'm going to say a slightly politer version. But it's a rude word for bottom, and it begins with A, all right? And I'll just say something slightly, but you just have to imagine it, because it's funnier that way. Right, okay, here we go. Right, anyway, the reading. So the reading about the lost sheep is really important. It comes together, actually, the story we just heard, with two other readings that come straight after, the lost sheep. Some of you remember the story of the lost coin, and immediately after that, the story of the lost son, sometimes called the prodigal son. All of that comes together in Luke chapter 15. It's really, really important piece of the Bible. And there are lots of things to take out of this. And I just want to say a couple, really. The first is this. Well, first of all, let's just notice that God loves the lost sheep. All right, let's make that really clear. Like the one sheep that was lost is the most important one. The one coin that was missing is the most important one. The son who wanders off is the most important one. God loves the lost ones. And we just need to remember that. So I've got three things to say, actually. It's okay, keep looking. It really is in here somewhere. I wasn't joking. I know not many people. It's definitely sheepy. It's a nice, nice, fluffy white sheep. I'm sorry nobody else is joining in, but honestly, you'll find it in a minute. It's all right, I go on for ages, so you've got plenty of time. So I've got three things to say, okay? So first of all, it's just that. God loves the lost sheep. This is about, let's use a sort of a theological word here. This is about salvation, okay? It's about people being saved. I know this is a complex thing, the idea of salvation. But actually, everyone here who is a follower of Christ has experienced, has been that sheep. Okay, can we put it that way? And it's just to remind us, actually, that just like the sheep that was lost, God has sought us and found us. It's getting a bit distracting now, isn't it? Don't worry, it's okay, it's all right. Should I give you a clue? Are you all right with a clue? It's quite near where you started. All right. It's quite near where you started. Yeah, very hot. I think we'd better... I'm just going to get the sheep out in the open because it's worked so well that no one's listening and they're all looking at that instead. Thank you. Do you want to bring him to me? Thank you very much. It's quite a nice sheep, actually, isn't it? I can see it's quite nice to cuddle. Yeah, were you expecting something bigger?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Do you like that sheep?
Almost like a lamb, really.
Shall I just show him to everybody and then maybe you can look after him for me while I'm... There you are, everyone. It's found. Well done. I once was lost. There we are. Would you like to look after him till the end and then give it back at the end? Yes? Okay, I thought you might do. Thank you. I think it might be a boy sheep because he's got those big curly horns on there. Okay, so are we happy we've done that now? So one thing this reminds us is that for each of us who follows Christ, we were lost and then we were found. That's... Here we are. It reminds you of the hymn, you know, the great hymn, Amazing Grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. That's who we are as Christians. And for everyone, you know, that story is different. Some people have been a follower. They've known God as long as they can remember, right from the very earliest days of their life. Some people have become a Christian at some point in their life. Some people know that once they weren't, but now they are. They can't quite work out when it happened, but it happened. Each of you has a story to tell, but it is basically that same story. I once was lost, but now I'm found. And it's just a fantastic reminder of this. And if we can put it like this, this is what makes God happy, is what Jesus says. And there's a great refrain here, which is that there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people. It reminds me when I read these stories, especially the lost coin one that comes after. I want some... Has any of you ever had... You know, you get these socks from the shop where they have the name of the day on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have you ever had those? I know somebody has, not just me. Yeah, there we are. Thank you. Well, I once had a set of socks like that, and I lost one sock. I think it was Friday, and I only had one Friday for ages, and it's quite distressing because when Friday came along, you couldn't wear them, or you had to have like one Thursday and one Friday or something like that. And do you know what? After a while, I found. The other sock, I found it behind my chest of drawers, and I was so happy. And God is like that, except even more. When God finds a person, it's just a fantastic thought, isn't it? You can just imagine the story, the rejoicing over this one who was found, this sheep, this person who was lost but is found. And it just reminds us that God loves to find the lost sheep. That's one thing. The second thing is this. The lost sheep reminds us that there is no one in God's eyes who is so far gone that they are ever lost. No one is so far gone that they are ever lost as far as God is concerned. And that's a really good reminder to us, I think, because sometimes we kind of meet people, maybe people that we don't know, maybe people we know quite well, people that we love dearly, and we think, you know what, God is never going to ever touch that person with a barge pole. But God does not think like that. God is always looking for that person who is lost. Before I did my present job, I was a vicar of a church. It was in Cornwall. And one of the last things I did before I left and came up here was we did a baptism in the sea of someone who had come to faith in his middle age. He was a man. He was married with two teenage children. And he'd come to faith. And cut a long story short, because it was quite a long and sort of quite painful journey for him, some difficult experiences along the way, actually. He asked to be baptised, so we baptised him. And then in the service beforehand, a curate interviewed him and said, you know, what's it like? And he told us a bit about his faith and how it was going. And he's the one who said the rude word, by the way. So just stop your ears. And he said, what difference has it made in your life? What difference has it made to you? And he said, you know what? He said, before, I was a, you know what? But now I'm not. And he actually said the word in church, everyone. But it's really, I thought it was really graphic, you know, to put it like that. It was a really good way of putting it. Before I was an idiot, and now I'm not. And behind that lay all kinds of extraordinary and quite difficult stories, as I say, and a real transformation in his life. And he was the lost sheep. You know, God had gone out there and found him, and there is no one, however much of a whatever they are, who is beyond God's love. And that's really worth remembering, I think. And sometimes when you pray for people, do you kind of really believe that God loves them or not? And he does. He really, really does. And that might be someone, as I say, that you know, someone you know and love, and someone who you pray for. It might even be you. I'm not saying that you're a, you know what, but it may be that actually here today, you're not sure whether you're a follower of Christ, and you're not sure whether God is interested in you. And let me tell you, these words of Jesus remind us that he is. He loves you, and he's looking out for you, just as that shepherd looked out for that lost sheep. And the last thing I want to say is this. The lost sheep reminds us that if we follow Jesus, if we're Christians, if we're a Christian church, you know, we sang earlier on, we are the church. We are called to be like the shepherd in this story. You know this, did you notice this story was told for the benefit of religious people? And the religious people were complaining because Jesus was always hanging out with the people who they didn't like. And he told this story for their benefit. And therefore, as we are all good religious people here today, this story is for us as well. It reminds us of what we're supposed to be like. Have you ever wondered what sort of shepherd this actually was? I mean, actually, Jesus says, who wouldn't leave the 99 and go out looking for the one? What sort of shepherd leaves 99 sheep without any kind of watch or guard and then goes looking for just one? What kind of mathematics is that? But that's God. That's what he does. Because God cares so much about the one who is lost that he's always out there for that one. And it's interesting to me because as well as this lovely church, I've worked with lots of different churches over the years, and they're all good, but some of them perhaps have more to learn than others, let's put it that way. And sometimes you go to a church and actually you think you're really worried about the 99 sheep, but you don't seem to have much interest in the one who's lost. And it's all about us and what we do and getting our services right and making sure maybe we have the right sermons or making sure that, you know, old so-and-so doesn't get upset if we change the rotor and we can't change that because Mrs. Blenkinsop, who sits at the back, won't like it and all that kind of thing. And, of course, that's important. Of course, that's not unimportant. We don't want to go around upsetting each other unnecessarily, do we? But sometimes we need to stop thinking about ourselves and actually think about the people who are out there who don't share all the wonderful things that we share when we come to worship God together. And that can be quite hard for the church. It can be quite hard because sometimes it means we need to change. Sometimes it means we need to set aside the things that we've always done and do them differently because the people we're trying to reach need us to do it that way. Sometimes we just need to stop talking about ourselves and talk about other people instead. And the ironic thing, of course, is that the way it's going for the church in this country, it's more like there's 99 out there and only one in here, if you think about it. So it's about time we started looking out a bit more. At the end, you know, we're going to sing some more familiar songs in a minute because we've kind of tested you with a lot of new songs. But at the end, we're going to sing, I think, We Want to See Jesus Lifted High. Is that right? An old favourite. We want to see Jesus lifted high. And sometimes I sing that song and I think, what does it mean? And I think I know that, you know, one thing that will lift Jesus high in this country is if the church stops worrying about itself and talking about itself so much and starts looking at the people around us, looking at our society and looking at our world and thinking, what does the world need from us? What do we need to do and say that the world hears the love of God from us and stops hearing us talking about ourselves? And it calls us to hear the words of Jesus and say, think about the sheep that is lost, because that's what God is always thinking about. And that's who God is always looking for. Like the little sheep that we found, he never ever gives up until the sheep's been found. And he won't. And he wants us to join in with that search. Okay? Let's say a prayer now, and then we'll continue with our worship. Father, we thank you that your love is never stops looking, never stops searching, never gives up until the lost is found. We thank you that we were lost, but now we're found. We pray that you'll help us to be a church that looks outwards, looks for those who are not part of your sheepfold at the moment, and keeps on looking and keeps on searching and leaves the door open for them to come back in. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, who we worship and who gave us these words. Amen.